Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Baker administration is launching an overhaul of MassHealth today. That's the health insurance program that covers more than one in five state residents. Most MassHealth members will join one of 17 so-called accountable care organizations, or ACOs. Joining us with more on this major change is Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters. Mary Lou Sutters, the state has invested years of planning toward this change today. Why is it so important to change how MassHealth works?
Well, there are two primary reasons why it's important to change how Medicaid works. One is we are completely committed to ensuring that our members get the very best health care when they need it. And so ACOs really are about strengthening the relationship of a member with their primary care physician, whose role is to really not just coordinate their preventive and primary care, but help them navigate all the other treatment services that they may need.
So it's kind of a broader mission than just specifically the healthcare or the medical care alone. How does that work?
What ACOs stand for is a network of primary care physicians and other specialty care. It has to be a broad network because our members have complex needs. And that primary care physician will help that member not just get their primary care need, but if they need a specialist service, they make sure that that patient not just gets a referral, but make sure that they understand what happened in that treatment so that the patient's full medical needs are taken care of.
When I looked earlier today at the link for choosing health plan, this is the link that's being launched today, it's a little confusing. I mean, it's not intuitive. You mentioned the ACOs, the accountable care organizations. There is one line that particularly caught my eye because my eyes were glazing over. It said, if you choose the PCC plan, you cannot choose a PCP who is part of an ACO to be your PCP. I think abbreviations like that, I understand where they come from. It's a little bit difficult if you don't speak the language of healthcare policy. Most people are probably going to want to come to the site to know if they can keep the doctor that they trust, the PCP that they trust. How will they be able to find that out on a site like this?
So what we're really encouraging our members to do is to call our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-841-2900. We think the live touch is really probably the best touch during this kind of transition.
How many members of MassHealth will have to start over entirely with new doctors?
Not many. Since November, we have been literally reconfirming with our MassHealth members who their primary care physician is. So the vast majority of our members have been assigned into their accountable care organization based on an existing relationship.
Some clinics that we've spoken with say they don't know which patients are staying on as theirs and which are supposed to be sent to a different ACO. How long will that kind of confusion take to sort out?
We have assured as part of our commitment to continuity that for this 30-day period in March, anyone who had appointments with a specialist or whatever appointments they had for this month, they can keep those appointments regardless. This is new, the language is new, but we're doing everything possible to reach out to the provider community, to clinics, and through our plans to confirm enrollment.
Some providers are saying that most of the focus with this change is on holding down costs for the most expensive MassHealth patients. Are you focused mostly on the patients whose conditions will cost the state the most?
Our primary focus is to ensure the best health outcomes for MassHealth members. If we manage people's care well, we may reduce costs. But this is not a cost exercise. This is really about ensuring the best possible health care for our MassHealth members.
One other question, and that pertains to what's happening in Washington, where there's a lot of talk, as you know, about cutting funds for Medicaid, known as, again, MassHealth here, which would make sustaining this kind of program difficult. How concerned are you about this big investment on the part of Massachusetts when there's so much uncertainty about federal plans for Medicaid?
We monitor what happens at the federal level very, very closely. And one of the positive things for Massachusetts is we have an agreement with the federal government that was approved last year that pretty much locks us in to this new program for 5 years. So I feel as assured as one can be that we will have this program in place.
Good to speak with you. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters on the day the new reorganized form of MassHealth is being launched. Thank you again.
Thank you so very much, Lisa.